We're talking today with Josh Bishong, our state canola specialist. Josh, look, let's talk a little bit about the 16 crop. We started off looking a lot better in the last couple of growing seasons. How are we doing right now in the as we start to come out of this winter period?
Well, Ron, like you said, last couple of years have been pretty hard. We're looking really good compared to those years this year. So we're coming out of winter pretty good with our stands. We didn't really lose too much. A few instances here and there where we had some dryers, had some worm issues. But for the most part, we really didn't go truly dormant. We had a lot of crops. You might see some purple fields out there. They started to go dormant with those little freezes, and then we popped back up into hot temperatures and tried to grow again. So those plants were kind of confused, more or less. So we're seeing a little bit of purple canola out there, good stands. We are taking care of some top dress issues right now, getting that fertilizer where we need it, waiting on some good rains. We're starting to get a little dry on the top, a couple inches, but we'll need to get some good rains to get some good yield set before too long.
I feel like we've got a pretty good root system on this crop.
So far what we've seen, our roots are going down pretty good. We've dug up some already 3 or 4 feet deep. So we're looking pretty good. We got the root system underneath us. Like I said, we mostly get that developed over the fall and winter. Right now the plant, once it starts to come out, breaking its dormancy and starting to regrow some leaves, it's mostly going to be focused on that top growth. So it's got a good foundation under it right now.
As you're talking to folks at this canola college today and in others around the state, what are the things that they need to be paying the most attention to right now over the next, say, 30, 45 days?
Well, like I said, we really need to get some rains coming in so we can get this stuff top dressed. We really need to start scouting if we need to get another shot of herbicide out there. We'll probably be bolting, you know, a few weeks from now. So now is the time to get those herbicides out there. We are starting to see a few diamondback moth larvae and aphids, so keep an eye on those if we're doing a herbicide application. See if you really need to throw that insecticide in there so you save a trip across the field. So top dressing and pest control right now.
We've had a couple of tough years as far as we've had some growers get a little discouraged. How do we entice them to take another look at canola?
Well, funny you say that. There's a lot of guys watching this crop right now. There's a lot of hesitation last fall when they're deciding wheat or canola. That wasn't the biggest price differences we've been accustomed to the last 4 or 5 years. So some guys, you know, went back to their wheat acres, but they're watching this crop right now. Like we've said, this is a good looking crop compared to the last few years. So if we have decent prices, good crop this year, that's going to be leaps and bounds for us next fall on acres.
I guess one of the things I've heard from various people is that the biggest challenge that a lot of people have had and where we got a lot of discouragement was as we came up to the end of the growing season of that harvest set of decisions you have to make.
Yeah, and the right decision isn't the same every year. So we always got a plan B. A lot of times our plan A is to get it swathed in a timely fashion to get out of the field as soon as we can. But making sure you have some custom harvesters if you need to get that plan B. We had quite a bit straight cut last year because the way the rains fell, some guys couldn't get their swathers out fast enough before the rains. Some guys had better oil content after those rains, but they had to straight cut it because it was a little too far to swath. So being flexible is a big thing right now.